magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, March 24th, 2020. Today we're going to learn about interruptions, as I know that's probably something that you're experiencing with the changing of schedules, many of you having to stay home from work, or the fact we've been told we must stay home unless there's an emergency, a great need for food, or your position or occupation is quote-unquote essential. And so most of us are experiencing disruptions, confusion, maybe fear, uncertainty. And my prayer and hope for today's program is to bring a little levity, maybe some clarity or understanding that God is in control, that even when things seem crazy, unmanageable, and in fact hopeless, we can turn to the one who loves us, Almighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, that will be our companion and comforter during uncertain times. Well, like yesterday, I'll have a special message by somebody most of you are familiar with, Mark Lowry, and I'll have more to say about him after the song by the singing men of GNN, Thy Word, as it's a real hard time because the guys have met for rehearsals on Monday night for so many years, and under the restrictions of no gatherings more than 10, or at this point you can't even really go out and drive around, the rehearsals have been canceled until further notice. But the reason you're going to hear the singing men's rendition of Thy Word is I'm reading this fascinating book by Anne Graham Lotz titled Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion. This was given out at the recent National Religious Broadcasters Convention that I attended last month, and I'm about three quarters of the way through this wonderful read. But in the 19th chapter, the closing paragraph states, whatever your opinion has been up until this moment, I challenge you to decide now, once and for all, what you believe. From my mother's advice when it comes to the Bible, now Anne Graham Lotz is talking about Ruth Graham, Billy Graham's wife. She says, following my mother's advice when it comes to the Bible, read it, study it, love it, live it for yourself. You will discover that it works. Take God at his word. It's backed by his character. He doesn't lie or spin the truth. He keeps his word. Then choose to place your faith in the Bible as true, inerrant, inspired, infallible, for the simple reason that it's inspired by the Spirit of truth. It's God-breathed. It's God's word. Here's the singing men of GNN, Thy Word. a lamp unto my feet, a light into the world. God's Word can guide us, encourage us, bless us, teach us, comfort us. It's something we should read and absorb and take in, memorize, think about, study, share with others. And as you know, the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the Word. And one of the aspects of the Spirit's work in our life is to help us understand the Word, find points of application, and know the Word in personal ways, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I hope that'll be a reminder to you today. Well, like yesterday's special program with Max Lucado giving a message titled, Why Are You Afraid? And if you missed it, I invite you to go to our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and listen on our archive programs page. But I found that message on the internet as I was looking around and praying up what would be some programs I could share with you that would be a blessing and an encouragement during this uncertain time, time that many are very fearful, confused, and distraught. Well, Mark Lowry is going to talk about interruptions, which I think often can be used of God as divine appointments. Mark's talk and sharing is before a large audience, and he interacts with some of the crowd, referencing Rita Rambo and other friends of his, and I trust through his humor and his thoughtful words, this day and week, probably filled with many interruptions, can be looked at as unique ways that God would work through you. Mark Lowry is a singer, songwriter, author, and humorist that is best known for penning the lyrics to the Christmas classic, Mary, Did You Know?, which I'll close out the program with. Mark Lowry was a Grammy Award-winning part of the Gaither Vocal Band for many years. He's entertained audiences since he was 11 years old and has a unique gift of communicating profound biblical truths through music and storytelling. Here's Mark Lowry with a talk entitled, Interruptions.
You're going to make it through. You're going to make it through, and you're not even going to have to make it. He's going to make it for you. We used to sing a song, the vocal band, when I get to heaven, I'll tell King Jesus how I made it over. I hated that song. I'm not going to get to heaven and say, hey, Jesus, come here. Let me tell you how I made it over. I don't even know where it is. If you don't come get me, I ain't going. All the glory will go to him when we get home, y'all. We won't be able to have any bragging rights. I love these kids. They're 10 years younger than me, but they're kids. And I love this one, too. I've been so blessed. Because I'm entering my senior years, y'all, and I'm excited about it. You know you're getting old when your niece looks at you and says, you look like that old man in the Up movie. Get a side-by-side of that. But I am so excited tonight, Taranda, to have had you. Thank you for that song that Dan Dean wrote. What a writer he is. And this sweet darling here I've known forever, Gloria Land. She works with Loretta Lynn and Reba Rambo McGuire. Lord, y'all, I was 12 years old. Stand up. I was 12 years old. I cannot believe she is in a concert watching me. I was 12 years old. Mama took me to the Jones Hall in Houston, Texas. And Buck, Dottie, and Reba were there. I'd never heard them because I was raised independent Baptist, and our music was a little on the, it didn't pull against the rhythm. Hearing the Rambo sing was like watching someone ride a bronco. They were just pulling against the rhythm, and they were together, and they're inverting the harmonies. I didn't even know what all that meant back then, but I heard lyrics that even before I even knew the Lord, I heard those lyrics. And I remember you had your Dottie had her hair up and down, because in y'all's church some people believed it should be up and some thought it should be down, so she was covering all the bases. And Reba had her get her bass, and Buck had that Elvis lip that I studied them. Thank you so much for being here. I love you. And Dwayne, thank you for coming. Dwayne of the Oak Ridge Boys, I knew them when they were gospel. And They're hauling the water to the desert, folks. There's nothing wrong with that. And so anyway, I was thinking that, you know, I'm so grateful for the people like Reba. Reba has poured a lot of God into me. I mean, I look for anybody who knows something about God. I don't. And it's not because I'm spiritual. I am not spiritual. I am curious. And the most fascinating thing I've ever encountered was God. And my mama made me believe in him first. Mama told me his name. If mama did nothing else right, she got his name right. And she didn't, you know, she didn't do everything right because, you know, she was walking in all the light she had. It finally dawned on me one day because I was so angry with her. Because you look up to your parents, you want them to keep up. And I was learning things from Gloria, and I'd go home and tell Mama about them. And she wanted me to come back into the legalistic realm of things where she felt comfortable. But God was expanding my mind to realize that Presbyterians can go to heaven too. And that Pentecostals could go to heaven too. And Catholics could know Jesus. You know, Jesus said, I told you I got sheep you don't know about. And, man, I'm telling you, the one, though, above all. I mean, Mama mostly. But Gloria Gaither, thank you, Lord, that I met her. That woman is so stinking smart. Her blonde does not go to the root. I mean, she reads everything loose. And then she tells me about it over breakfast. That way I don't have to read it. She told me one day we were having breakfast and it had such a profound impact on me. She said, Mark, it just seems to me like God is in the interruptions of my life and he's seldom in my plans. And I thought, what's that mean? And then she explained it, and I thought, well, that's the same with me. You know, I was born. That was the first interruption. I didn't ask to be born, but Mama met Daddy, and bada-bing, bada-bang, here I am. And then I had ADHD before they could abbreviate it. And I was on Ritalin as a child and all these things. And then I've had two tumor surgeries. I had a thyroid tumor right here. I thought I had two Adam's apples for a while. And then I had a parotid gland tumor, and they turned out to be all right. But interruptions, and we've all had them. When you go home tonight, think about your life when you were really interrupted. Was God there? Did you see diamonds laying around? That's what he does. Because this is boot camp. This is where we get to learn to walk by faith. When we get to heaven, I've wondered, how are we going to please God? Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. When we get to heaven, will we be able to please him? Because faith will be... That's the way my brain works. I don't know. But Gloria said, God's in the interruptions. And then I started thinking, well, if we're interrupted, I wonder if Jesus was ever interrupted. And I went hunting it, and I found a couple. Remember that woman with the issue of blood? She interrupted his journey. She got healed, and she made the Bible. We're still talking about her. Remember that time Jesus was preaching? And we don't know what he was preaching about, because nobody wrote it down, but he was on his third point. When they sawed through the roof and let a crippled guy down in front of Jesus, and Jesus heals him and he saves him. And the interruption made the Bible and the sermon didn't. Here's God on foot preaching and nobody took notes. And Mary was interrupted. She was 13 years old, you know, when the angel of the... They say she was, my Bible professor said she was, but I learned a lot of things in Bible school I never read in the Bible. But I do know she was young. Because at that age, you know, back then they had to get married young, start having babies because they died at 40 or 50. Now we got medicine. People don't know when to die. Some of y'all need to lay down. But here's Mary. She's sitting in a room playing with her dolls. And Gabriel shows up and interrupts her morning. Says, you're going to birth a baby. And she said, but I've never known a man, which was a very good start of the conversation. And he explained how that was going to happen. And then she says, be it unto me as you say. I was reading this one day on my back porch with my dogs, and I was thinking, be it unto me as you say. And then she started singing and worshiping the Lord. I'm thinking, this ain't no time for a concert. You have an angel in your room. Ask him some questions. I think the first thing I'd ask, could you run by my mama's room? She is going to need an explanation. You've already made the trip. One more stop ain't going to kill you. But not Mary, be it unto me as you say, oh, solo mio. And then thankfully the angel stopped by and told Joseph, thank goodness. You know what, Joseph, that's an interesting character. He never said anything worth writing down. Not one word in that Bible's from Joseph. I mean, good night. Even the cows got in that they were lowing. You're in the room, say something. He sticks her on a donkey and they go 90 miles. No wonder her water broke. And he forgot to book a room. Don't tell me God can't use anybody. I mean, the whole Bible's full of freaks, frauds, and failures, just like you. And just like me, because on our best days, we're a pack of freaks trying to find our way home. And our big brother has come for us. Joseph. Oh, there's other ones. Oh, look in the Old Testament. King David. If he'd had Prozac, we'd never had Psalms. He was up one psalm, down the next. Up one psalm, down the next. Prozac would have leveled that out. And look what we would have missed. Listen, your brokenness is a good part of your personality, because broken pots spill more water. It's those people that got their fig leaves so tightly bound they've forgotten the seeping wounds beneath the foliage you need to worry about. When someone won't show you their scars, I don't really care to see their trophies. Show me your scars. Tell me what you've been through. So she goes to Bethlehem. No room. She's on a cobblestone floor with a few moo cows staring at her. And mute Joseph in the corner. And she births that baby. And Mama and I talked a lot about this. Like, what was it like? You know, I wrote this lyric, Mary, Did You Know? But I didn't get all my questions in there. I have a lot more questions. Like, what was it like raising God? What was it like changing God's diapers? Who were his heroes? Oh, man, a lot of... And one day I'm going to ask her, can you imagine raising God? Mama said to me when I was just a little kid, and it really was the seed of this song. She said, Mark, the greatest proof outside of, you know, outside of the Bible... The greatest proof that this story is true is the silence of Mary at the cross. Because she said, Mark, if you were being crucified in our hometown for claiming to be God, I'd be pitching a fit. Because I know you weren't virgin born. If anybody knew he was virgin born, Mary knew it.
All right, listening friend, look at those interruptions today or this week as divine appointments that God will use to work in and through you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, baby boy is Lord.